Welcome to the IVF Journey with Dr. Michael Chapman, the podcast for couples who struggle with infertility and want to fulfill their dreams of becoming parents. In this podcast, you'll learn actionable strategies to deal with infertility from Dr. Michael Chapman, or Prof as he's affectionately known. Prof is the co-founder of IVF Australia and is a leading Australian infertility specialist who has helped over 3,000 couples realise their dreams of becoming parents. To access previous episodes packed with ideas, solutions and tips that actually work, head over to Dr. Chapman's IVF podcast on iTunes. You can also ask questions by contacting Dr. Chapman's rooms on 1-800-111-483 or by emailing him, michael.chapman@ivf.com.au.
That first cry of a baby born after the long journey of IVF remains one of the most beautiful experiences in the world. As an obstetrician and an IVF specialist, I've had the privilege of experiencing this over many thousands of times in my long career, but I still remain moved by each baby's first cry. It signifies the end of a long journey and the beginning of a new life. This is Professor Michael Chapman, co-founder of IVF Australia and host of the IVF Journey podcast. Thanks for tuning in. To access all the previous episodes, head over to my website, www.theivfjourney.com, and select IVF Journey Podcast from the navigation menu. You'll also be able to find the various services that we provide at IVF Australia.
It's been of interest to me that over the last 3 months since we started these podcasts, there are an increasing number of people internationally picking them up and listening. In particular, the numbers of podcasts being uploaded in the US has risen dramatically. This wasn't predicted, but I'm pleased that the universality of infertility and its problems means that an Australian from 12,000 miles away can be helpful to couples in faraway places. The access to infertility treatment, in particular IVF, is significantly greater in Australia than in the US, primarily because our government has accepted infertility as a medical problem, and therefore our Medicare system provides a subsidy. We've been successful in that negotiation with the government based around what are the very high standards that we have in IVF clinics across Australia, with accreditation system that is unique in the world, with a process with laboratory technologies that have been world leading over the years and continue to be at the forefront of new developments. Medical tourism is a new term which refers to individuals travelling to another country to get medical treatment that is either more affordable or of a higher standard than in their own country. Much of medical tourism also relates to approaches that are unavailable in a particular country. In relation to basic IVF, I have had couples coming from Asia and from the US to seek further treatment, particularly when they've been unsuccessful or have had unhappy experiences in their own country. Just recently, I've treated an Asian couple who had been had treatment in their home country and got very few eggs and very, very poor fertilization, who subsequently has had two cycles with us and has multiple embryos in storage ready to transfer in the next month or so. She's been delighted by the outcome in what she thought was a very bleak situation. I've also had an American couple who had travelled the world trying to sort out their fertility issues, who came to see me and we went through an IVF cycle and have ultimately had the positive result that they always wanted. The costs in Australia for an IVF cycle are in the order of $12,000, which I think in these days of conversion of currency would equate to about $9,000. My understanding is that treatment in the US is very variable in its costings, but certainly I understand it to be significantly more expensive than that. There is an argument that traveling overseas or traveling away from home and having your cycle may actually be easier because you're away from the stresses of people prying, of work pressure. And during that terrible time between the embryo transfer and knowing whether you're pregnant or not, and being in a nice place on a beach, one of Australia's beaches, I'm sure would appeal to every fun-loving American. But it's certainly an option that I think we can offer. And if you do want to explore this further, I'd be more than happy to receive any inquiries. To pursue the possibility of being treated by me in Sydney, in Australia, please contact me via my email address, which is michael.chapman@ivf.com.au. michael.chapman@ivf.com.au.
And don't forget that you can access all the previous episodes by going to our website, www.theivfjourney.com, and select IVF Journey Podcast from the navigation menu.
Thank you for listening to The IVF Journey with Dr. Michael Chapman, the podcast which helps couples negotiate their way through the IVF journey, all the way to parenthood. You can also ask questions by contacting Dr. Chapman's rooms on 1-800-111-483 or by emailing him, michael.chapman@ivf.com.au.